The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Good evening. Actually, it's late afternoon. I'm already at the site of the Priority One dinner in the Lawrence Country Club. Hope to see some of you people there. And how that works exactly with your schedule, I don't know. But this is the last of our series. We hope to finish Perek Revi and as Hashem pick up after the summer. Last time, I understand there was a piece that may not have come across so clearly, but it was just the upshot of it all was a very important eitzah in terms of feeling bitochen, and that is the power of the focus, the realization of Hashem's love. Moshe Rabbeinu said if the Klal Yisrael would have recognized how much they loved him, how much he loved them, besides believing in him, because they believed in him, and Bavur Yishma Medabri Moch V'gam B'cho Yaminu Lo Ilom, they'll believe in you forever. But besides the belief, the intellectual belief, had they realized emotionally how much he loves them, then they would have been able to trust him as well, that he would do everything possible for their benefit. Without that love, they couldn't reach that trust, even though they had such a confidence and belief in all of his, in his dedication and his commitment and his powers as the Novi and so forth. But that love affects, penetrates the emotions and brings out a trust. So the same thing applies with the love of Hashem. We realize how much Hashem loves us. And sometimes we have to focus on it, pay attention to his chesed, pay attention to all the good that happens in life, pay attention to the silver linings that even some of the clouds have. And when we do find that, we find his love in everything we do, that gives us the emotional inspiration and capability of really putting our trust in him and finding the ultimate levels of bitochem b'Hashem. As we continue in Perek Revi, we're speaking again about a person's relationship and confidence in what's going to happen to him in terms of reward for his actions. A person should not rely on his good deeds. I'm a tzaddik, I behave properly, I did everything right, I'm going to be fine, I'm getting the ultimate reward. And therefore he pits his neshama, his nefesh, to trust that he's going to get in this world and the next because of his wonderful deeds. Ach yitrach, he shouldn't rely on that. Ach yitrach v'yishtadil b'huido l'toivis habirei hatmidus alav. But he should put in great effort and attempt and try to in the appreciation of the good that Hashem continuously does to him. Lo l'tikvas gmul osid, not in order to get great schar, she is chayev lo b'maaseu, that will be obligated to him through the actions that he does. Aviv tachalu elukim boy achar hishtadlus lefro hodoas habire al gudel tovoso yolov. But he should rather put his trust in Hashem with the sense of I'm doing everything I can to pay him back for all of the wonderful things, all of the kindness he does to me. And that's what it says in Pirkei Avos, altiyo kavodim hamisham shenes arav amnas lekabel pras. Don't be like servants who serve in order to get reward. Ela hevu kavodim hamisham shenes arav shelo amnas lekabel pras. Rather serve not for the purpose of reward. V'hi meiro shomayim aleichem, and let the fear of heaven be upon you. And it seems once more here an eitzah in terms of how we should conduct ourselves in order, in other words, we have to trust that we're going to get schar. But the trust shouldn't be misplaced. It shouldn't be a trust of I'm going to get all of that that I undoubtedly have earned and deserved. But rather, I trust that I'm going to get the chesed Hashem. I'm putting in my efforts to pay him back for all the chesed. I realize all the chesed he has done for me. And that I'm going to pay the recognition and pay the appreciation for all of his good, and with that effort, he will bring upon me good, and I will be privileged. One of the Hasidim used to say, "Lo yagia ho odom el gemul ho oilam habo b'maseihu." A person will not reach the payment in the next world with the in the merit of his actions. If they will make an accurate cheshbon, how much we owe him for all the good that he does for us, then there's no good that we could do. There's nothing that's good enough that we could do to be able to earn the great reward of Olam Haba. Because he did so much for us, so much more for us than we do, that in the balance, we could not earn it. Avol bechesed hu elokim olav. Rather, what we get, the reward that we get, is completely because of Hashem's chesed on us. Al kein al tiftuchu b'maaseichem. Therefore, don't trust your actions. The bitochon should not be. Bitochon in schar is a very important part of our existence because we want to be confident. A human being needs to be confident that he's going to get Olam Haba. And not only that, we may have mentioned that that's really what Hashem wants for us. That's the purpose of his old creation, to give us schar, so that we want that for ourselves and we want it for him. The only thing is, we shouldn't rely on it as an appropriate result of our actions. Rather, don't trust in our actions. Rather, ulecho Hashem chosed ki ato teshalem le'ish ki ma'aseihu. To you, Hashem is chesed, because you pay each person according to his actions, but not just according to the actions, you pay him with chesed. Avo perish ha'chelik ha'shvi'i. And what about the seventh chelik of this piece in terms of bitochon? Vu bechesed hu elokim al bechiro v'skoloso b'olam habo b'rivatoves shelanucha l'sofron. That is the chesed that we are aware that there's a chesed of Hashem on his chosen ones, on his special people in Olam Haba, which is to the degree of good that nobody could ever imagine, nobody could ever count. Ofne yosha bitochen al kimboi, how does one place his bitochen in that infinite schar that's going to come to those very special people? So he says, she is asek yesh yosh ofni yosha habitochen al kimboi. How can you have the appropriate bitochen in this area? She is asek basiboy samagios oisol el madregas hachasidim horuuyim loze. He should work on those things that bring him to that level of the chasidim, the people who do lifnim mishur sadin. Meyeso elikim yisborach bechastoy from Hashem. Vuhu sheyinag bemidois anshe haprishus hamoasim b'olam hazeh. Therefore, he should act in a way that this world is not what his eager focus is. He's not into all of the pleasures of this world. Ulohitzi ahavosoy uvchirosoy miliboy. And he should remove his own personal love and his own personal choices from his heart, v'yomir zeh b'avas habirei, and fill that void where he takes away his personal ritzonus and his desires. Of course, we're speaking here about an extremely lofty madrega. This is a madrega which is b'chiro v'skulov. This is for super, super human beings. And instead of the love for himself and the desires for his own personal benefit, he should substitute an avas Hashem, avas habiri yisborach, uli moser elof, and give himself over to him, uli ishtasheabo, and delight in him, uli ishtemi mehe oilum v'yoshvav. He should reach a level where he gives himself over to Hashem. I surrender to Hashem. I my whole life is in his hands. I'm his to do as he sees fit, because I have such trust in his chesed, and I've reached such a level of a spiritual purity. And I delight in Hashem. I delight in my relationship with Hashem. This is, of course, a very lofty madrega, but something which even on our level today is very, very critical. Lulei teiros choshashuei, Dovid HaMelech said, ozavadeti be'onyi. If not for your Torah, which is my delight, I would have been destroyed in all of my suffering. And the shashua, the delight in the relationship with Hashem, the delight in the connection with his Torah, this is something that fills us with happiness, that fills us with validation, because I feel so important, I feel so good about myself to have that delighting and delightful relationship with Hashem. I feel that closeness with him. It makes me feel good. It uplifts me in a time of sadness. It motivates me in a time of lack of motivation. It elevates me to the highest levels of human accomplishment and satisfaction. And to this world, as far as I'm concerned, this is not what it's about. If the focus, the central theme of my life, the focus of my existence is my relationship with Hashem and that special delight that I enjoy in having that close relationship with Him. This, of course, is a very high level. He should act in the ways of Nevi'im and Chassidim. And he should be Botuach. If I reach that level of Chassidus, acting like the Nevi'im and the Chassidim and a total closeness to Hashem and caring only about that more than anything else, then his heart should be sure. He should have bitochon in Hashem that he'll do chesed with me just like he did chesed with the Nevi'im and with the Chassidim, and he'll do that chesed too with me in Olam Haba. And one of the means of feeling bitochon even on the highest level, in other words, he's on the highest level, he's so pure, he's misnaig, he's mishtasheya in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but yet he needs to look, Hashem did this to people who are like this. There's a precedent for this. It happened before. The Nevi'im was so close to him, and he did chesed for them, and he gave them such schar. I too now can rely on it. We always need to work on that bitochon. It doesn't come naturally. A person has to make comparisons and look and see that others were there, and I've been there personally, and I see what I get. I've been there before. He's helped me before. He's helped other people who've reached these levels. If I reach these levels, he will help me too. We need that constant reinforcement to motivate and to maintain that bitochon. But one who thinks he's going to get all of this merit without the means of doing action, who haksil b'hapesi, he's a fool. They do the acts of Zimri and they expect the schar of Pinchas. That's ridiculous. It can't happen unless a person is focused on his avidas Hashem and reaches such levels. It's not going to happen otherwise. What is a sign of such great people? You know, when we talk about this, I think we've seen in the Chavos HaLevavos before, too. We talk about such great people, Nevi'im, Chassidim, people who've reached the loftiest levels, people to whom this world doesn't mean very much. It's the shashua, u'mishtasheya bo'idish, the delight in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surrendering themselves over, substituting the love of himself and the love of this world for the love of Hashem. What's the sign of such a person? How do you test whether a person has that? Those internal, pneumistic things, those are things in his heart. How could it be tested? So the Chavos HaLevavos says, Misimone ansha hamayla hagdola hazois, sheyoru avdei habayrei el avedas habayrei. That the sign of this maila is that he teaches other servants of Hashem to serve Hashem. He brings people to avedas Hashem. If you truly love Hashem, if you truly delight in a relationship with Hashem, that delight is not selfish. The focus is not selfish. The focus is not my own olam haba, my own schar, my own relationship, but it's rather bringing others into this relationship of avedas Hashem as well. V'ha-sevel be'eis ha-nisoyin v'ha-tzora. And another thing, besides that, bringing others, and the ability to be sevel, to be tolerant at a time of test and a time of difficulty. Because if a person truly has a relationship with Hashem, and he truly delights in that relationship with Hashem, then I see the tzora as good. You know, like the Hasidim tell the story about someone sent them once to find out what it means, smeichem b'yisurim, to rejoice in yisurim. They should go visit Reb Zisha. Reb Zisha is going to explain it to them. And they finally search out Reb Zisha, and he's living in poverty, and he answers the door, and he's all it's sickly, and it looks like a man who spent his life in suffering. And they ask him, Reb Zisha, they sent us to you to find out what it means to rejoice in suffering. And Reb Zisha looks at them in confusion and says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, I never suffered a day in my life. That's a person who has the ability to tolerate his nisoyin and his tzoras because he has this relationship with Hashem. He knows it's for the good, and he so loves Hashem. He's so confident in that love that he knows Hashem is expressing his love. Es asher yoyhav Hashem yoychiach. The one who Hashem loves, that's the one who he reprimands. That sometimes even a person doesn't deserve anything, but he's especially going to get certain reprimand because Hashem loves him and wants to elevate him to higher levels of schar, to higher levels of ilam habo, to higher achievements. And he has to feel this. And this is truly an elevated person who's on that level of delight in his relationship with Hashem, who's given over to Hashem, who has substituted avas Hashem for his own ava. He is one who wants to bring others to Avodas Hashem, not selfish about it, and he is one who can tolerate all of the tests and all of the tzaras in life and takes them in a very positive way. And all of these things are so insignificant. Keneged kiyum hamitzvus. If I keep mekayem mitzvus, that's the ikar. The suffering doesn't bother me. It's the kiyum hamitzvus that's the focus of my life. Inin chananim yishol v'azaryo b'kivshin ha'esh, like when they went into kivshin ha'esh, Daniel begover aroyus, v'asor harugim malchus, the harugim malchus, Daniel in the aroyus, the inyonim of chananim yishol v'azaryo when they went to kivshin ha'esh, al kiddush Hashem, the history of kiddush Hashem. Our history of kiddush Hashem is such a stellar example of the level of Kedusha, of the level of Avas Hashem, of the level that this Klal Yisroel has in their relationship for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that nothing else phases them. And this is the essence of their lives. They're willing to give their lives for it. One might try to bring this a little bit down to our generation, because we're talking about Nevi'im, we're talking about Hasidim, we're talking about the highest levels of human achievement, Madrigas that are almost seem to be beyond our reach. But the truth of the matter is every Jew has the greatest potential to reach these levels, and it's a question of time, it's a question of effort, it's a question of Avodas Hashem, consistent work and growth and development. But there's a famous story. It took place with the Blujeva Rebbe when he was interred in the concentration camp, and it was Erev Chanukah, and the Nazis performed one of their atrocities, and 800 Jews were murdered, and the bodies were piled up on the outskirts of the camp. And everybody gathered together that night. It was Chanukah that night, and they gathered together in the outskirts of the camp in a hidden place right near where those bodies were, opposite the bodies, and they're all going to bench Chanukah Lech. The Rebbe is going to make the brochas, and they're all going to be Yotze with the Rebbe's Chanukah Lech. And they're standing together, putting their lives on the line, because had they been discovered, who knows what would have happened to them. They too would have been lying in the heap of bodies. And the Rebbe makes the first brocha, Sher Kiddushonu, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. The Rebbe makes the second brocha, She'osu Nisim La'Veisenu Bayomei, did miracles to our fathers in those days. And then the Rebbe stops. And the Blujeva Rebbe looks at these 800 bodies, dead bodies lying there. And then he turns around and looks at these few hundred Yidden that were giving their lives, putting their lives in danger just to hear the Chanukah Lich, the brochas, and to be mishtatif with the mitzvah. And he makes the brocha, Shechiyonu v'kiyamonu v'higiyonu lazman hazeh. And someone who was there interred with him, I believe it was Elie Wiesel, was a youngster, young boy, I guess, and a teenager, I don't know exactly. And he says to him, Rebbe, I understand that you want to perform the Chanukah Lich. I understand you want to make the brochas, and I understand everybody here wants to participate. But how can you make a shechiyonu, shechiyonu v'kiyomonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh, when you see such a scene? And the Rebbe answers him and he says, you know, I was thinking the same question, and I stopped. That's why I stopped, and I thought. I says, how can I make shechiyonu in this scene? And then I thought, when I saw these Yidden in front of such a tragic scene, fully aware that they could be there if they're caught in this act, and they're willing to put their lives on the line, to take a chance of sacrificing their lives in order to participate in this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, he says, for that we make a Shechiyonu. The Klal Yisroel has such kliches, has such greatness, has such resilience, has such a strength of conviction that draws, comes forth at the most difficult times. So even though these are levels that are way beyond what we would normally think about, but we should not write them off completely on some level at least, because Klal Yisrael is infinitely great and its potential to rise to greatness is endless. And the the perek concludes. A person who chooses death in Avodas Habayri, serving Hashem, rather than life, like these Yidden were ready to do, like the Haruge Malchus, like the Daniel, and like the Aschanani Mishol Azario. Bahamroisoi, rather than life, rebelling against Hashem. He's Avodas Hashem in death rather than to live and not to observe the mitzvahs of Hashem. Varish min ha'isha, and poverty rather than wealth. V'chili min ha'brius, and sickness rather than health. V'hatzora min ha'shalva, and he would sooner choose tzoras rather than tranquility. V'nimsa ledin ha'boire, v'rotza b'gzeirosa, and he gives himself over to whatever Hashem decrees with such confidence in Hashem's goodness and kindness and love and caring. And he gives himself over to whatever Hashem wants and whatever the decree is. Roy hu lechesed haber elov b'noem ho'ilam habo. Such a person is worthy for the chesed that Hashem gives, bestows upon him in ho'ilam habo. Asher om alov. And that's interesting because until now he said we can't anticipate ho'ilam habo because of the actions that we do in this world, because nothing we could do could pay back Hashem for all of his chesed he's done for us, and if we can't really earn Olam Habo, it has to be only with chesed. But here he seems to say, one who is willing to give his life rather than to give up Torah, and is rather to have poverty rather than riches, even sickness rather than health, tzora rather than tranquility, and he gives himself over to the gzeira and the din of Hashem, and he wants his gzeira. Whatever Hashem wants, that's what I want. Say Ritzoinoi Kirtzoinecho. Avram Avinu says Verotzo Lishchitoise. He brought Yitzchok on the Akedah, and Hashem said Shecht. He wanted to Shecht. Roi hu lechesed haburei alov b'noyim al mabo. He becomes worthy. He is worthy of the chesed, the mesiras nefesh, the sacrifice, that deep sense of the appropriate perspective in my relationship with Hashem. That makes him worthy to be entitled to the chesed of Hashem. Amar lo v'kosuv l'handich l'oyav ha'yesh v'tzosei mamali, which the posuk says that it's l'oyav ha'yesh v'mamishay olomois, and their treasures are full. It's infinite what it says in the posuk in Yeshaya. Ayin lo ro'as elokim zu losecho yaseh l'mechak eloi. An eye never saw the Hashem to this extent, besides Hashem, in other words, nothing like this was ever seen by anyone, and it's done la mecha keloi, to one who puts his trust in Hashem, to one who awaits Hashem's trust. In other words, I guess what it means is that a person who reaches such a level of bitochen in Hashem, I have such trust, I have such confidence, I have such love, that whatever he does, I want his gzeira. Makes no difference to me. I'll put my life on the line because I have such a sense of trust and appreciation for him. Such a person actually earns that oyev ayesh, that shay olomos become his, and he gets a world, he's zeichet to a reward of ayin leroas or the kimzu lasecho. That happens to one who's mechakeloi, and as the posuk says, morav tuvcha asher tzofan tel reyecho, how great is the good that you have hidden for those who fear you. So those who fear you and those who await your chesed are both zeicha to this endless world of schar. And the truth is that that idea we find in Tilim in the Kapitel Lamed Gimel, where it says there, Ranu Tzadikim Hayotze Yachad Libum Meven Al Kol Maseim, which the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says refers to the Yom Adin. And there's two approaches to the Yom Adin. Hinei Ein Hashem El Yireov is the Yireim, fearful, people who fear Hashem, who are worthy of a positive din, and then lamiyachalim lachastu l'chovetz chaim is medayek, that it's lamiyachalim, it's a separate kita, not it's yirei of hamiyachalim, that are wait, those who fear him who are waiting, but it's lamiyachalim, another group. Those that just await Hashem's chesed. The ability to trust Hashem, and to feel that relationship, and to be confident in that love, and to delight the shtasheyaboy, that delight in that relationship, and the willingness of, I'd rather substitute the love of Hashem for any other personal love that I have, and therefore and I await his chesed. That person seems to achieve on a parallel level, a level of closeness to Hashem, maybe even beyond, maybe equal to, certainly equal to, it seems, that the one who fears Hashem and who is actually earning. In fact, it seems over here that relationship with Hashem takes him further, because the one who is worthy in his actions and relying on those actions, we tell him, don't have bitochen on your actions, only on the chesed Hashem. But to the one who has that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to such a person, he's told, roi hu lechesed haboyer b'noyim olam. He becomes worthy of that chesed because he's taken to a different level. He's close. He has bitochen in Hashem. He feels that avas Hashem. He feels that kesher with Hashem. He's bound to Hashem. That relationship is so deep and so tight. And that relationship, he's zeiche to the ultimate chesed Hashem. In conclusion, this is the conclusion of the fourth perek, and we hope after the summer to pick up the next perek in the Chavis Alavovas Shara Bitochen. So this is the last session. But just to conclude, just a little something that I think is important to recognize from the Parsha. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu asks about the Maraglim, he says, Ad ono, how much longer they're not going to believe in me? I did so many miracles. They still don't believe in me. So the Sipurnu says, the Ralbag says, what's the benefit? What's the lesson we learn from here? See here, a person should put his trust in Hashem. Kol shekein, k'shesbar lo ki hu imoy b'mashu hu reitz alasus. Especially if you see that this is something Hashem wanted. If he wants it, then certainly you have to trust him. Don't you see, haloi tira, what happened to Klal Yisrael? Terrible things with the Maraglim, because they didn't want to rely on what Hashem had told them, that he's going to take them into Eretz Yisrael, and they chose to send Maraglim. Even though they saw such nifloi, such miracles from Hashem, they should have put their trust in him, because kiyad Hashem yisala loy tiktsar me'asos kol asher yachpas, because Hashem has no limitation to anything he wants. So they saw that he has no limitation. They saw his power. They believed in Hashem. And yet, they didn't put their bitochon in Hashem that he's going to take care of them, to take them into Eretz Yisrael, despite the fact that they knew that he has the power. They saw all his powers. And even despite the fact they knew that he wanted this. And the Ralbag seems to say why. Mipnei shelo rotzu lehishoyin al yihud Hashem. They didn't want to rely. It seems that an ingredient in bitochen, in lishoyin, in relying on Hashem, besides knowledge of his powers and his chesed and his rachamim and his commitment to help us, and besides the emotional feeling that I finally achieved, that I'm relying on him to help me with everything, and I'm fully confident that he's not going to let me down. I know everything he does is for the good, and I know he's going to do chesed. I feel emotionally he's going to do chesed to me. But I have to want to have bitochen. There are times, it seems, that people, for whatever the reason may be, don't want to have bitochen. Sometimes people want to get a job, and they have to have bitochen, it's hard to get. Why? They really don't want the bitochen because they're afraid. They may be afraid of the specific job. Shiduchim sometimes, bitochen, but could be afraid. I'm afraid. If I'm afraid, I don't really want it. We have to recognize that in order to muster bitochon, not only do we need the full emunah, not only do we need the focus on Hashem's chesed and rachamim and commitment and everything, but we also have to want it to work. It's extremely important that we don't lose the desire. If a person gives up and he doesn't want it to happen, he can't muster that bitochen. He doesn't want it to happen. The Klal Yisrael, the Midbar, for some reason, maybe they were afraid they'd go into Eretz Yisrael, some of them would lose their positions, the Maraglim were Nesiyim, or Choshev, people, whatever it was. But something there interferes with my desire. I lose the passion and the desire for the result. Then I don't want that bitochen. And that bitochen won't be achieved despite the fact that I know everything, I've seen everything, Hashem has proven that he can do it, and he's proven that he wants it. He wants it, I know he wants it. Because he says, Kol sheken k'shenisbar eloki hu imay b'mashu roitzel asus. He's with me in what he wants to do, he wants to do it. He's telling me, go into Eretz Yisrael, I want to take you into Eretz Yisrael. But I don't want, I'm a little bit afraid. So it's extremely important to realize as we try to be mechazik ourselves in the midas habitochon, we also have to constantly review and to recognize that we also have to maintain the desire. If a person has problems with parnosa and he gives up, then he loses the ability even to have bitochon because he doesn't really want it. If a person gives up on a sickness, that could be the worst thing in the world because at that moment when he gives up, he loses his mut, he loses his desire, he loses that passion for it, and then he can't muster, he doesn't want to be tochen, he gave up. The keeping the focus is so critical. The focus on what I want and make sure that I constantly want that bitochen, I want it to happen, I want it to work, is a critical ingredient in order to maintain that bitochen. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam should help that we should review the Chovos HaLevavos in the Prokim, in the Shar HaBitochen, and be able to study them in depth, review them constantly, focus on the psukim of bitochen and the inyonim of bitochen that we awaken in ourselves through our tefillas, bitochen that we awaken ourselves through seeing the hashgochas Hashem in our everyday lives, and Hashem should help that we should strengthen that bitochen, and in that merit we should be zeiche that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring about the nisim v'neflois, yeshuois v'nechomois, refuois, yeshuois, hatzlocha, parnosa toiva, lonu v'lechol Yisrael.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.